And I say thanks for coming. And we, like Patrick said earlier, it was a long trip. You know, it was a good trip. I thought our players really, really did a good job on the trip. I was very pleased with the way we traveled. I think we showed a lot of maturity in the way our players prepared for the game. You know, was really happy with the focus we had. You know, it was when you go over and you play in Hawaii, that's a hard place to play just because there's, you know, most of our players have never been there. We had so many young players the first time they traveled. Actually, a lot of the guys, it was the first time they'd ever been on an airplane. We probably had half a dozen players tell me that was their first flight they'd ever been on. So, but you know, quite a flight for those guys. 8 hours from Dallas to Honolulu for the first time. So I told them all the flights aren't 8 hours. But you know, like I said, I thought we traveled well. I really did. Felt good about our preparation. Really practiced well last week. And then, you know, and then game started, and I think we were a little bit shocked maybe by the speed and execution of Hawaii. You know, they've got a lot of, you know, a lot of good receivers, a lot of returning receivers. And I think it took us probably a series or two to get adjusted to maybe the speed at which they play and their execution. Because that's one thing, you know, they're leading the nation in passing. And you know, the quarterback has experience. He's played a lot. He's a good player. He's a good runner. You know, you can go back to that game, and when we covered him, he did a good job of running with the football. And, I mean, he's really a special quarterback. I've seen a lot of good ones. I've seen a lot of guys that have put up some really impressive numbers through the years, and he ranks really highly up there. Again, I think what, you know, makes him different than some of the guys we had at Texas Tech even is that he can really run the football. And I think that that makes them extremely dangerous. And I think their team is, you know, going to be a good team, and they're growing with confidence, and they play well at home. I think that's a, you know, you go and you look at Hawaii's history, they're going to score points at home, and they're going to play well. And they get off to a good start against us, and you know, and we all of a sudden look up, and we're down 24-0. And it took us a while before we got anything going at all offensively. You know, the first quarter was, you know, I think we're all surprised by that because of the way we had practiced and the preparation we had put into the game. We felt really good about what we were doing. And so once we kind of awoke a little bit and started playing, you know, you look up and you're down 24-0, and then we put together a good drive at the end of the first half, went down and scored, make it 24-7, and then we got the opening kickoff, put another drive together and made it 24-14. And then they put a drive together, went up 31-14, and so we kind of battled back, and before long it was, you know, we were down 13, it was 34-21, we were down 13, and we, you know, defense got us a turnover, you know, on their side of the field, and all of a sudden we got a chance to cut it to a 6-point game, and we turned it right over back to them again. And, you know, had some miscommunication on the play, was a tipped ball that was intercepted, and it was, you know, like I said, just miscommunication. It was, you know, Andrew Guyot playing a new position, you know, did something a little bit different, was open and kind of stopped, and two routes got together, and as a result, somebody got involved in the play that shouldn't have been there and tipped the ball into an interception. And that's what we've been doing at times this year, shooting ourselves in the foot in terms of, you know, when we had all the momentum, our defense did a good job of creating a turnover. We got a job. We got the ball on their side of the field, and now we got a chance to get it down to one score, and you know, really get back into the ball game, and just, you know, made a mistake to keep ourselves from doing it. There were some encouraging things. Again, I thought, you know, I thought our team played extremely well in the second half. You know, because that was, you know, halftime was basically about 1 a.m. to us, and a lot of times you watch Hawaii play and nobody plays very well in the second half in Hawaii. Speaking to Greg McMackin after the game, he said the same thing. He said, you know, he was incredibly impressed about how well we played in the second half and how difficult that can be sometimes for people. Again, because of the time, and I think, you know, our players handled that part of it pretty well. You know, we're still improving. I'm still seeing signs of things that I like. Just, you know, the consistency has been an issue really on both sides of the football. You know, and just too many mistakes. We turned the ball over again 3 times this week, and that's hurt us. And then, as I said, our biggest issue, I think, this year, when you go back and look at us, has been, you know, when we've moved the football, we haven't been able to stop anybody. And when we stop somebody or get a turnover, we haven't been able to do anything with it. And so if we played, you know, consistently the way that we did in spurts, then I think we'd be in a lot different situation than we are right now. And, you know, I think we'd have 2 or 3 more wins as a result of it. So we just got to continue to grow and get better, and we will. You know, I thought Ross coming in really gave us a spark. He played with a lot of confidence and did a lot of good things, and so I was really encouraged by the way our players responded to him. And, you know, we're going to see what happens with that quarterback position this week. It'll be a game-time decision. You know, we're not going to doom anybody by naming them the starter this week. So we'll just see. We'll just kind of make it a game-time decision and go from there and see how they practice this week. You know, I expect our players to come back and bounce back. And, you know, I really like the way that their attitude, and they've responded well, and they're still fighting. And, you know, we expect a lot of good things to happen this week and, you know, in the future. And so, you know, I think we all knew when you sat down and looked at our schedule, you know, the first 5 games, you know, I think we knew it was going to be a little bit of a struggle. We, you know, just based on who we were playing and where we were in terms of our development. You know, we've had chances to win some games. You know, had a chance to beat a good Southern Miss team. I think everybody realizes that's a pretty good football team. And, you know, couldn't quite get it done. And, you know, and probably played well enough against Navy to have a chance to win that game. And Navy's a good football team. Not a great team, but a good team. And, again, a team that knows how to win. And I think that's our obstacle that we've got to continue to build on and overcome, is just learning how to play together, learning how to identify, you know, crucial situations in games, and be able to make plays in those situations.
I know this is not, you know, the first year head coach, how you envisioned the start going. Talk about how you're dealing with the adversity in your team.
You know, I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, you know, anytime you go into a program, you know it's not going to be easy. Just because, you know, because this is, you know, this is a program that's had some really good years and some bad years. It's kind of been an up and down program, but it hasn't really been a consistent winner through the years. And I think that's ultimately, you know, what defines your program is, you know, how long can you string together successful seasons, and how many can you string together in a row, and what kind of consistency can you have? And I think that's what we're trying to do here, is to build a program where we're going to be able to have those, that consistent record, and not, you know, one winning season here and one winning season there. And so what you, when you go out and you set yourself on that course a little bit, you know there's going to be some bumpy roads, just because, you know, you have to do some things sometimes that hurt you. You know, we had to dismiss some players earlier that have hurt us. You know, that doing that has made it more difficult in the short term, but it's been the right thing to do in the long term. And so that's what we're trying to do, is make decisions that are going to benefit us. We're trying to win every game right now, but at the same time, you know, making decisions that are difficult that are going to benefit the long-term viability of the program. And I knew, like I said, I knew it was going to be rough and difficult. And, you know, and we haven't – I thought we would be better than we are right now in some ways, but I knew that it was going to be, you know, again, looking at the schedule, I knew it was going to be difficult. You know, but, you know, I do think, you know, we've lost one or two games that we feel like we certainly could have won, and hopefully at the end of the season we'll look back and say we won a couple of games that we could have lost, and that's where we need to grow.
Coach, there's always that saying that everybody's favorite player on a team is the backup quarterback. Is there almost, and it always seems to be the guy who isn't starting comes in and seems to look better, even though it might have been a guy that started in the past. I mean, is there a curse of the starting quarterback going on?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that hindsight's like anything else. I mean, if I knew the way this whole thing was going to play out, obviously we'd made some different decisions, you know, from the very beginning. You know, The thing you have to do is we've tried to find the best combinations of players at certain positions, and in the quarterback position it's not any different. And I think that has probably slowed our growth a little bit, is not being as decisive in some decisions that we made as probably as we should have been. You know, we probably should have been more patient with some guys at certain positions and let them grow a little bit more and come along a little bit more slowly. You know, but we're like everybody else. I mean, we want to win right now. And but at the same time, you know, we've got to make decisions that are going to be good for our long-term team. And so I don't know if there's a curse. I mean, I think part of the thing about being the starting quarterback is that there is a lot that goes with being the starting quarterback. And, you know, sometimes guys aren't ready to do that, and sometimes they are. And that's what makes those guys really good players. I mean, that's why, you know, Mark, that's why people draft guys like Mark Sanchez in the first round, not necessarily for the talent, but how do they handle their situation that they're in? And you know, and it's the same thing. I mean, that's probably the most important thing about playing that position is accepting and understanding everything that goes along with being a quarterback.
Given his experience, is Ross maybe the most reliable guy right now?
You know, I think so, probably. I mean, I think certainly has the best track record. You know, I think that it's like anything else, you know, he's got to continue to improve and get better and better and make decisions faster. I think the adjustment that he's made from a different style of offense to this offense sometimes takes some time. And you know, in hindsight, probably should have given him a little bit more time to maybe make those adjustments.
The Honolulu newspaper said you had a pep talk with Ross in the dugout after the game. Can you tell us what that was about?
Oh, we were just talking about how they used to play baseball in that stadium. No, we were just talking. Chewing sunflower seeds and talking, you know, just sitting in the dugout. I just told him that'd be the only time he ever sat in the dugout in the football stadium, so he might as well sit down and enjoy it.
Defensively, you know, I think the perception coming in this year was the defense would be more prepared for spread-type high-flying offenses because they'll face it every day.
Yeah.
Obviously, it hasn't gone too well with the spread offenses you've seen.
Well, Southern Miss, you know, Southern Miss is a top 20 offense, and we really, you know, they gave up 13 points against them. You know, the weird thing about offenses, and particularly in this conference, is that they're different. And so, you know, Hawaii is a completely different offense than ours. You know, and you look at it and you say, well, they're playing with four wide receivers, and so it's got to be the same, but it's really a different offense. And, you know, and Texas A&M is really a different offense as well, just because of the way that they play. And so, I mean, I think in some ways it has prepared us. You know, the thing about our defense is this, is that, you know, statistically we're bad. I mean, we're about as bad as it gets. But, you know, we've played really well in spurts. And so I think, you know, those guys were on the field a lot of plays. You know, the last three games, I think it's been 95, 92, and 80 plays. And so when you have to play that many plays, you know, you're going to give up some yards. And part of that has to do with our offense not, you know, playing well. And so, you know, that's what I'm saying. Statistics sometimes can really lie. And I think that's a little bit of the lie that's out there again, because when we move the ball, you know, they played better and when they have an opportunity to rest. And it, you know, the thing is, we haven't really, other than to start the Hawaii game, we haven't had that many three and outs this year. I mean, the offense has made a first down a good bit of the time that we've been on the field. So I don't necessarily buy the whole they haven't had enough time to rest thing. But the problem is that we just haven't sustained enough drives. And so as a result, they've just been out there a lot of snaps. And that's by design. I mean, that's by design. Texas A&M does that by design. Southern Miss does that by design. And so when you play those type of teams and you're a fast-paced team as well, you're going to have a lot of plays in the game. And against A&M, we wore down a little bit defensively. I thought we played extremely well the first half. And then I thought we played extremely well most of the game against Southern Miss. So, again, it's been, you know, didn't play well against Hawaii. I don't know who has. I mean, you know, they gave up 600 yards. USC did, I think, to Hawaii, or close to 600 yards. And so, and they've got pretty good players. You know, all their guys are going to play in the NFL. And so, you know, when they're at home and they're executing, they're a little bit like we were at Texas Tech. I mean, they're going to get their yards. And and you got to create turnovers. And I thought we did a pretty good job of creating some, needed to create more. And then what hurt us again was the quarterback a lot of times on third and fourth down, you know, made some big plays with his feet in those critical situations where we had an opportunity to get off the field. So, you know, I thought, again, I don't really know. I thought, you know, that we would play better in some ways, and we've played better than I expected in other ways.
Coach, talk to me about this. There's another program in the state that's had some big issues in the final minutes of a game. Offensively, you know, whether it's discombobulation, no organization, whatever it is, tell me what you guys do to prepare in practice for when there's 30 seconds left, you got no timeouts, and someone needs to take control.
Well, I think the big thing is just communication. I mean, I think that's ultimately what you have to have. I think you have to, you know, that's my role as a head coach, is to say, okay, look, here's what we want to do. You know, and I don't want to talk to you about any specifics, but like if you're going to run the ball, just say for instance, you're going to run the ball out at the end of a game, you know, then you better, and you don't have any timeouts, and you better, and you're going to change personnel, you better know the play and send the play in from the sideline.
But this is stuff you drill this? And
you drill it some, the biggest thing you have to do is there's got to be some planning in terms of, you know, when do you want to run the ball? Do you want to run it on first down? Do you want to run on second down? Do you want to wait till fourth down to try to run it? You know, what are you going to try to do just in terms of a long-term look? Because when you got, if you got 40 seconds and you're inside the 10-yard line, let's say, for example, then, you know, you figure you got, you know, four shots to throw the ball in the end zone or a run and play at some point. But, you know, you better have two plays called if you're running the run and play, or you better clock the ball if you're going to run the run and play. And so, you know, you have to basically, you don't really call one play at a time. You're trying to call the entire series. And so those are things that, you know, you spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning when you can't sleep, and, you know, and you've seen like this Law and Order for like 30 times. And so that's, you know what I mean? Those are the kind of things you think about, and you end up jotting stuff down when you can't sleep at night. So that's, you know.
In the day and age with the coordinators, you know, you have a head coach and you have an offensive coordinator. When it comes down to crunch time, is the offensive coordinator still the guy that's making calls?
Yeah, I think so. I think the head coach kind of sets the tone, what he wants in terms of, you know, I want you to run it here, I want you to throw it here, you know, but I think most of the calls are made specifically by the offensive coordinator. But again, I think that there has to be, you know, a tremendous amount of communication as soon as the situation arises, and there's got to be some thought about, you know, how are we going to play this if we get into the situation. And so those are things you talk about through the week a little bit. But, you know, you can't spend, because there's so many situations that can arise in a football game, you can't spend hour after hour after hour in meetings trying to address every one of them, but you better have a game plan. You know, and it better be something that you've discussed.
You mentioned when you got the job, you knew that this was going to be a stretch. The first five games, that was going to be tough, and you've obviously had a plan in place, but you've also been around coaching long enough to know that fan bases tend to be very impatient. What would you say to the fan base right now?
Well, I'll blame them for being impatient. I'm impatient, you know. I mean, that's part of the deal, you know.
Well, Utah State, obviously not the same Aggie team from a few years ago.
No, they're playing well. They're playing very well. They're, you know, they've got a good system, you know, on both sides of the ball. They, you know, the thing when you sit down and you look at the quarterbacks in this league, it's really pretty remarkable. You've got, you know, you have Burrell as a senior who's such a good player. You've got Kaepernick as a senior. He's a very good player, obviously. You know, you've got all these guys that have been playing for a long time, and so that's why I think the league is so good right now. I mean, you look at the league. I mean, this is a really, really, really good league, and it's because the offenses in this league are really good. I mean, you know, look at the numbers. The what guys are doing in the league is really impressive, and they're all older guys, other than Moore and you know, Hawaii's quarterback, you know, and both of those guys have been playing for a while. And so, it's a good league, and Utah State, I think, is a program that's growing. I mean, I think that you can see where they've recruited some good players. They've got a good system defensively. They're very different. They play a lot of man coverage, you know, which really forces you to make a lot of competitive plays. And I think that they're very defensive-minded, and I think most defensive coordinators tend to you know, want to play that way, want to play aggressively. Because what happens is in college football now, offenses are going to take what defenses give you. And, you know, when you can nickel and dime people, you know, and if you're a good offense and you can execute, you can nickel and dime the heck out of people and move the ball up and down the field doing that. Well, when you play Utah State, they're going to, you know, they're going to come down, they're going to press you, and it's, you know, you can't really nickel and dime them. So it's going to be important for us to make some big plays, competitive plays, and that's been an issue for us this year. You know, we got to do the good job getting the ball down the field. And, you know, we need to make some bigger plays than we've made up to this point if we're going to have a chance to win the game Saturday.
So speaking of the league, I don't know if you were one of the coaches who did, or maybe you had Oregon before. Boise wins 59-0. They get jumped by Oregon. Your thoughts on that?
You know, I think I voted Boise 2 and Oregon 3. You know, I think that we don't get to see that many games, you know, first of all, and I think it's weird to have the coaches vote because we really see less games than anybody. You know, we see a couple of highlights maybe Saturday night. Now I got to see some games Saturday since we played at 2 in the morning, but you know, I really don't see many games up to that point. So all you really know is you pick up the line score and you see what the score was and you say, boy, this team looked good. Boy, this team didn't look good. And so, you know, I'm a little bit of a Pac-10 sympathizer, having been in the league a little bit. You know, I may be the only Texan who's a Pac-10 sympathizer in the world, maybe in history. But, you know, I know it's a good league, and having been in the league for 3 years, you know, it's a good league from top to bottom. And the you know, the West has really good football. You know, you look at Utah and Boise and Nevada and Air Force, and I mean, all those are really good football teams right now. And I think they're always undervalued.
Anything else? Problems students Burrell present for me.
Well, you know, I watched him Friday night against BYU, and what happens with a team like them is that they've, you know, San Diego State, really, you got after them the week before that, you know, being on 42-7. And so, you know, I don't think anybody saw that coming. San Diego State's playing well, and they're a very improved team. I watched them on film this morning. They've got a really talented football team. But I don't think anybody saw that coming. And so, you know, I think it was a real credit for Utah State to bounce back the way they did and dominate the game against BYU, because BYU is a, you know, a tough, physical, experienced team that knows how to win. I mean, they're, you know, they're kind of the model for consistency, or have been, in terms of your programs. So anyway, saw that game and saw just, you know, what he does is just make plays. I mean, I think that's the thing, ultimately, that's the best thing you can say about a football player, is the guy makes plays, and when he has to. He runs well, he throws well. You know, I think he's playing much more consistently than he has in the past. You know, and again, I think the thing that stands out when you turn the tape on, it's a little bit like Hawaii, is you say, wow, these guys got a lot of talent, you know. And you look at Hawaii's receivers, and, you know, and I've been lucky enough to coach some good receivers, but I don't know if there's been many guys that are any better than those guys at Hawaii that I've ever coached. And so, you know, Utah State's the same way, really. They're very talented. You know, you look at their back end defensively. Their corners are good players. They're big guys. They're physical. You know, they're playing hard. You know, they're just doing a good job. They've got a good program, and, you know, they're, I think, going to be a consistent program year in and year out. I think they're well coached. You know, so I think that it's going to be challenging for us. I think we'll play well, though. I really do. I think our kids are going to be excited to be home. You know, and I think we'll play well. I think we're hungry. You know, I think our guys felt like they haven't played as well as that they're capable of playing up to this point. And anytime you have a football team that feels that way, then, you know, there's always a burning desire to play better.
looking recovery-like from that trip? Is there anything lighter today or tomorrow that helps you guys?
Yeah, we'll go a little lighter tonight than normal. You know, we're going to miss a weightlifting session that we normally have today just to try to recover a little bit. You know, I think it takes you a couple of days. You know, we didn't get back till 7 o'clock last night. So that was, you know, it was a long day of travel. But, you know, I think it takes you, you know, it's weird. It's probably as much mental as it is physical, just trying to adjust back to the time and you know, just the fatigue of the season. You know, this is going to be our, sixth straight week of playing. We haven't had an open date. You know, I think that you know, and you haven't, and when you haven't played well, you're, that wears you down a little bit mentally as well. And so we just got to just, you know, understand that the only way we're going to improve is to go out and practice well and get better. And we will. I mean, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, I think when this is all said and done at the end of the year, I think we're all going to look back and say, you know, they had a pretty good year. I just think that's it. We just got to get it going. You know what I mean? If we play well together, I think that we'll, you know, I think we'll end up having a pretty good football team.
Anything else? All right. Thank you.